This record is dedicated to one of the most civilized manifestations of man, the appreciation and enjoyment of fine wines.
I need some wine!
Knowing fine wines is not only fun intellectually and aesthetically, but drinking fine wines is one of the great joys of life.
I am not a drunk!
What pleasure there is in inhaling the bouquet of a good wine, observing its color, tasting the delicious liquid.
I have problems that you don't know about.
And enjoying the exhilarating afterglow which rises within the soul while consuming a bottle of fine wine.
I don't know what your problem is, James.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lulls.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yes,
freaks! Jim Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Of course, this is Distorted View Daily, the only podcast produced in America for the Chinese using child labor. It's okay. They're Pakistani children. I've got a multinational thing going here. It all has to do with taxes. I'm actually in international waters recording the show, but it's saved to a hard drive in Boston. And my servers are actually in Nigeria. So, if I wanted to, I could make today's album artwork kiddie porn. Like, really explicit kiddie porn. You know, with, like, speculums opening up their assholes and animals involved. Or, you know, like, a lobster claw being inserted into an orifice. I've got all of that on my computer. Try coming after me, feds! You try to find my boat! It's the SS Shenanigans! I have no idea what I'm talking about. Is this how you start a show? Is this real life? Hey, freaks, yes, I do have a great program for you, despite the last few minutes. My inane babbling. Truth be told, I am extremely exhausted. I'm desperate to do a live show, to do this Distorted View Daily After Show thing, and I don't have time. I get interrupted so much. I'm dealing with AT&T UVerse, and I don't know if any of you have this shit service, but they're really fucking me around. And so my bill's all fucked up, and now I'm going to be charged an extra $60 a month for the same service. It's just bullshit. So I've been dealing with that. And, yesterday was an extended show, and I didn't get that done till like fucking 8 o'clock at night because of all these interruptions. And I don't have time to get all the elements ready for the after show. That being said, I am going to do one today. It's going to be a giant clusterfuck. I don't know what I'm going to have ready. I don't even know if I'm going to have a phone number for you to call in. So it's just going to be me and a goddamn mic. We'll see what I can get together, but that's happening today at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, so if you are listening to this as soon as the show's posted, get on over to Ustream. Actually, go to distortedview.com, there's going to be a post, and you can, follow the links or watch the Ustream channel right in that post. So that's what's happening today. I don't know how it's going to go. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. It's probably going to be very short. It's going to be more of a test run to see how everything's working out. It's going to be awful. I'm warning you right now, it's going to be awful. But if you're a fan of the show or you want to speak to me directly, I'm sure I'll have Skype up or something, so you'll be able to contact me during the live thing. All right, so as for right now, did you know? Okay, A&E is great. They started off with intervention. That's when they realized they could totally capitalize and profit from exploiting people who are in shitty, awful, dangerous situations, right? Drug addicts. Hoarders, those people that have obsessive compulsive disorder. Now they're after children, innocent children, not so innocent children. You're familiar with Scared Straight, right? This is where awful kids who are just assholes get sent to like a prison for a weekend, and ex-cons show them what happens when they're in prison. I'm going to level with you. Most episodes involve a few rape tales. All right, so here is a clip from Scared Straight or Beyond Scared Straight, whatever they're calling this stupid show on A&E. Here's a black guy. Of course, he's the convict. Here's a black guy talking to a child about Kool-Aid and why Kool-Aid is important in prison. I think we all know where this is going.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you like fight? I want you to hold this for me. Here, hold this. This Kool-Aid. We put this on like you. You're going to be my Open that motherfucker.
You my dinner. That's what I want. I want you for my dinner. It sounds like the crackhead lady. All right, let's continue on here. So he's got the Kool-Aid packet opened. No.
Lick your lips. Now stick your hand in that Kool-Aid. Just stick it in there. Now take your finger, just do this to the bottom one. Come here.
So he's rubbing he's making the kid rub the Kool-Aid powder on his lower lip.
Now I kiss you, you orange flavor mother.
you orange flavored motherfucker. I've got to isolate that audio.
Now I kiss you, you orange flavor mother.
Do they release this shit on DVD? You know, like the entire season? I hope so, and I hope it's uncensored because I need that audio.
Come here. Now I kiss you, you orange flavor mother. And it ain't personal with you either because you white.
this isn't a race thing.
Part of the story that affected.
This is a bitch thing. I'm gonna make you my bitch.
Me the most. One inmate made me put my fingers in Kool-Aid. He made me put it on my lip. That made me feel nasty. Like, I'm not gonna kiss you or do whatever because you don't owe me.
You know, powders like Kool-Aid and condiments and jellies and spreads, it's all very important in prison because, you know, I played that clip a long time ago. I don't know where it's at. I can't find it. It's a prison story where an ex-con is talking about how, you know, they would lick another man's ass and some guys would like it when you spread jelly on their ass first before eating it. And I gotta say, I would appreciate that. If I was in prison and had to lick a guy's dirty asshole, yeah, I would like some jelly on that to mask the musk or ass flavor, whatever. Speaking of convicts, here is a large black man. He's in the process of getting arrested. He doesn't want to be arrested, though. So out comes the stun guns. Did you hear that?
I'll get you, bitch.
Now, he's being stunned. Listen to that. Or tasered, I guess. And he's not falling down.
I'll get you, bitch.
Now, before he starts to fall down, he has parting words for the woman I guess he was having an altercation with. I'll get you, bitch. And he's got like a cigarette. He's got a cigarette in between his fingers in one hand, right? And he's sort of pointing with that, like, I'll get you, bitch. Like, if I was being stunned or tasered or whatever, that would just fall out of my hand, right? First of all, I would collapse like a little bitch.
I'll get you, bitch.
But he's able to hold on to the stuff he's carrying.
Get on the ground. Turn around.
All right, speaking of black people, do you like how I'm trying to ease into all of these stories? They're sort of connected. The first story had to do with a prison and convicts. Then we move on to a black person getting arrested. Now I'm going to talk about a different type of black person. Herman Cain is still around. He was the crazy black presidential Republican candidate. He dropped out of the race a long time ago, but he's still involved in politics. He's created an ad that involves a bunny screeching, and that's why I'm about to play this.
This is small business.
The bunny has been launched into a catapult.
This is small business under the current tax code.
Whoa. Yep. So the bunny was launched, and you hear it
small
screaming
under the
when it's shot out of the catapult. And then it's shot.
Any questions?
Yeah. What the fuck does a bunny being shot have to do with small business? That's got to be one of the worst ways to describe. Like, what, that doesn't, that tells me nothing. There are so many better ways to deal with this and explain the situation.
Any questions?
I just had one for you. What the fuck are you talking about, woman? Why is there a little girl in the scene, too? Oh, and they're reloading again. Let's hear the bunny one more time.
This is small business under the current tax code.
Bull.
I guess, like, small and innocent and stupid.
Bull.
I wonder if they got that audio from Distorted View. Herman Cain, I want some money for that. All right, moving on now. The last clip I want to share with you is a juggalo. This is a young and inexperienced juggalo.
All right, this is called Us Juggalos. All right, check it. Here's the beat.
Yeah, let's lay down some fat beats for me, please. In your ridiculous makeup. Yeah, he's dressed like a clown.
Us jugglers can take anybody, so fuck you if you disagree. I'll leave you burning in the third degree. Us wicked clowns will never go down, not even in your town. We won't be sleeping, only creeping, and I'm not stepping on. I'm only repping the hatchet. Can you catch it? If you can't.
If you're a representative for ICP, maybe you shouldn't use a Casio keyboard to rap.
He passed the test. Us jugglers are the best. Fuck the rest. Don't fuck with me, I'll fuck you up.
His balls haven't even dropped yet.
Hey, to my homies, what's up? Yeah. All the lightning sure is brightening, but
I'm gonna get you.
It will never be frightening. If you're a cop, you're gonna get popped. Then everything's gonna be stopped. But look to your right and hold yourself tight. Here I come in a hell of a flight. And no, it's not a kite. Now give me all you've got. But there's no stepping on my spot. I got my hatchet man. He's as cool as a fan. When I go off my ramp, you're gonna have a stamp.
A tramp stamp?
It will be damp. Fuck all this fame. I just want you to be in flames. It's hell's pit. It's only gonna take one hit. Now sit, unless you want to get bit by the devil.
And I mean, it's embarrassing.
Yes, he is a rebel.
Now, if you are going to post a video of yourself online, wouldn't you watch it first after you record it before uploading it to YouTube? Wouldn't you say, you know, this isn't really my best work. I think I'll try a take two on that one. Now, look, this kid is very young, and in his defense, some of the shit that I did when I was younger, I thought was brilliant, and looking back, it's very fucking cringeworthy. As a matter of, like, even the shows that I did back in Texas in the year 2000, technically I was an adult, right? 2000, I was 20 years old. Yeah, it's painful to listen to. As a matter of fact, I think when I posted it on the sideshow, I told you guys, I urge you not to listen to this. It does not paint me in a very good light, I guess. But, you know, it's history. And, you know, we learn from our fucking mistakes. And now listen to me. Everything that comes out of my mouth is brilliant and funny. The burden of being a genius, you know, it's hard. All right. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now, y'all. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? Sign up right now! SuperFreakSideshow.com. It is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows like yesterday. We did 15 minutes of bonus content. Tomorrow's program, Thursday show, will be Sideshow exclusive. And I try to post videos. As a matter of fact, you can catch today's abortion of a live after show on the Sideshow. Yes, if you want to catch the show live, anyone can join in on the fun there. But if you want to catch replays of it, you know, if you're not around at 3 p.m., if you're at work, have a life, it'll be archived over there at superfreaksideshow.com. I don't know if calling it an abortion and a disaster is really the best way to sell it. Yeah, I got to sign up for the sideshow so I can hear this awful after show. It'll get better, I promise. Just like I've been telling the gays, it gets better. Don't get me wrong, people still hate you if you're gay, but, you know, when you get older, you can at least have sex with other gay guys. That makes it all okay. The mind-blowing anal sex. I can put up with some hate crimes as long as I get that sweet, sweet booty juice. Ew. Booty juice. All right. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I need to stop drinking Red Bulls. I have been on a Red Bull kick. I'm drinking like 2 cans a day, and not the 8 ounce ones. I'm like the 16 ounce ones, and it's causing me to be all amped up and jittery and everything. And I don't know. I think I'm coming off a little spastic now on the show. First story we have for you today. This one comes from Florida, our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yeah, this story comes from Vero Beach, Florida. When police encountered James Raymond, he appeared to be sleeping on the toilet with his pants down in a Mexican restaurant. Vero Beach police, how could you fall asleep taking a shit at a Mexican restaurant? If you have to take a shit at a Mexican restaurant, chances are, you know, it's an explosive situation. Right, you're gonna be very aware of what's happening, what's coming out of your ass. It's probably going to be burning. Yeah, something like that. An audio illustration for you. You are there. That was a listener submitted shit, by the way. All right. Yes, Vero Beach Police went to the Jalisco eatery or something like that, in reference to a drunken customer who went into the bathroom and refused to leave. Staff told police they instructed the drunk man to leave, but said the inebriated individual still was in the men's bathroom. You know, he had a turd hanging on for dear life. He couldn't shake it off. Two officers went in and spied a man, later identified as Raymond, 52, Raymond, on the toilet with his pants down. He appeared to be snoozing. What do you want? Raymond is quoted as saying when police identified themselves and told him to wake up. Police smelled booze when he spoke and told him to hurry up because the restaurant wanted him gone. A toilet is a common bathroom sanitation fixture, typically consisting of a bowl, a hinged seat, and what? Why are we describing what a toilet is? I have a feeling this is a case where, like, the news story wasn't quite long enough for the reporter's editor, you know? And they're like, you gotta fatten this story up. Just explain what a toilet is and what it does. Toilets transport human excrement and toilet paper via water to a septic tank or municipal sewage treatment facility. You don't typically use toilets to take a nap, though. Police escorted him out of the restaurant. At an officer's patrol car, Raymond dropped his pants. He had no underwear on, and his ass and penis were exposed, an affidavit states. Police couldn't determine whether anyone saw Raymond nude, but reports of a lot of cars passing by was noted. Much as Raymond refused to exit the restaurant, he also refused to pick up his shorts. This isn't the first time Raymond has been in trouble with the law. In April 2011... a Hess station attendant in Vero Beach said she saw him defecating in the gas station's parking lot. Quote, the attendant confronted the defendant, at which time the defendant began yelling profanity and then presented his genitals while shouting, "There you go, bitch!" The deputy smelled booze on Raymond's breath, noting apparent fresh human feces in the area. Fresh human feces in the area where Raymond was observed squatting. So there you go. That's what's happening in Florida. It's a typical Wednesday. Second story we have for you today. Have you heard what went down at Boston University because of a stupid fucking April Fool's Day joke? Now, look, I'm a very laid-back guy. Like, I consider myself pretty liberal when it comes to things. Like, well, do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. But there's, you know, these people in college are just too fucking liberal, and it's to the point where they're super sensitive about offending anyone. The editor of Boston University's independent student newspaper stepped down Tuesday after an April Fool's edition that appeared to mock rape and drug crimes. That's what I do every day on Distorted View. You don't have to wait until April Fool's Day. Just tune in to DV. Ting. Under the spoof banner, the Disney Free Press, one story reported the arrest of 7 frat dwarves for allegedly drugging and raping a female known as the fairest of them all. Now, see, that's funny. It's funny on a couple different levels. First of all, why the fuck is Snow White hanging around those seven dwarves? They've got to get horny sometime. They can totally overtake her and rape her when she's asleep or something. Second of all, it's funny because that's what frat guys do. They drug girls and they rape them. You know, so it's parody. It is a spoof. Chelsea Diana, the sophomore journalism major who edited the Daily Free Press, apologized Monday in a letter that called the edition callous and ignorant. She declined to comment further Tuesday when the newspaper's board of directors asked for and got her resignation. It was a girl who did this story? Oh, I totally respect her. The newspaper also had a story about Cinderella's prostitution arrest, right? And another reporting that a woman named Alice had bought LSD from the Lost Boys fraternity. The mock edition followed the recent arrest of two of the school's male hockey players on sex-related charges and was published 3 days after a campus rally against sexual violence. So because of that, comedy is dead at Boston University. No one can make jokes anymore unless they're clean Christian jokes. We really encourage knock-knock jokes here at Boston University. They seem to be safe. All right, in February, authorities arrested a different player they accused of raping a female student. Both pleaded not guilty, and the arrest sparked the university to form a task force to investigate the hockey team's culture and climate. The task force won't be expanded because of the newspaper edition, and administration officials won't seek to stop the paper's circulation on campus. It's a student publication totally independent from the university. We've expressed our concerns that it wasn't the best action. The newspaper is a nonprofit. It doesn't get tuition dollars, but has benefited from advertising bought by the private university. Annie Ropek, the 21-year-old senior who leads the newspaper's board, said spoof editions are an annual tradition. I can't tell you that Chelsea was solely responsible, but as an editor-in-chief, it is her responsibility of what to run. So there you go. Chelsea, if you ever want to write for Distorted View, you just send me your stuff. I promise I will never apologize for it. Unless it's not funny. And then I will berate you. Primarily for being a female. Howard Mayle, the student body president, said the spoof drew criticism at Monday's student senate meeting. Quote, we really should be treating our fellow students with respect and keeping in mind that sexual assaults have touched the lives of many of our students. Final story we have for you today. Let's head back to Florida one more time.
Shout out to Timmy Boo of DistortedView.com from Florida, our most fucked up state. Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga!
Look, it is very hard coming up with a good, funny April Fool's Day prank. Most of them are lame. So you gotta give this woman an A for effort. A Davie woman was charged with cruelty toward a child and neglect. Sounds like a great prank. After police say she placed a plastic bag on her 5-month-old daughter's head, laid the child down in a plastic-lined garbage container, and photographed her. The infant's father was out of town. Out of the child's life, let's be honest. He was incarcerated. The infant's father was out of town when he received the image in a text, Davie police said. He alerted a relative who called police. Now, what does that say about the couple? You know, this woman took a picture of the baby with a plastic bag over its head and texted it to the guy. The guy didn't laugh, thinking it was funny. He didn't know it was a prank, in other words. So this woman might be a little nuts, where he was, you know, he had his finger on the phone, ready to call 911, it seems. Yeah, the infant's father was out of town. He received the image in a text. He alerted a relative who called police. And Courtney Sean Vice McBride was arrested on April 1st. The photo showed the plastic bag completely covering the child's face and head, said Captain Dale Engel. When confronted, McBride started crying and insisted repeatedly that the photograph was a joke. Officers found the child in good health, and the Florida Department of Children and Families was contacted. According to officials, the baby and 2-year-old sibling were placed with relatives. So there you go. You don't get to be a mother anymore! How's that for an April Fool's Day prank? That, my friend... Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it? Oh, now you don't have any responsibilities anymore. You can go back to enjoying your life. Give that child to someone else. Someone else's problem now. I would be a great parent. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, guys, what do you have for me today?
Guru Timothy, this is Spike Shimember, Japanese Pan Noodles. You were asking about something... Fuck!
What happened? Did you hit something? Were you in your car? I don't know. That was the whole message. Yes, call it next.
Overweightdate.com offers the world's largest network of big, beautiful singles and their admirers.
Yes. Did I play that on the show, Overweight Dates?
We have millions of members in all 50 states and abroad. If you're a large lover or a fan of a full figure, remember, there's more to love at overweightdate.com.
Ugh, more to love. Well, this is the shit fat people come up with to make themselves feel better. I'm not. There's just more of me to love.
Hey, Jim. This is Rob from Cleveland. Hey, your voicemail's still not working.
No, it's working. Yeah, I got a quick greeting.
Comment about Jim. I've been watching it, and I know you watch it. You're a Jimmer or something like that. Hey, why aren't the Misfits in jail? They're pulling some shit. Anyway, that's all I had to talk about.
The shit they pull is crazy.
Keep up.
For Halloween, I'm going as Eric Raymond.
Good work. I'll keep listening. Bye.
Eric Raymond.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Rovis calling in. I'm still catching up on episodes, and you asked what the last straight is. And the last straighter is a device that places a rubber band around the balls of animals to have them, shrivel up and die.
Like an elastic castrator. Right.
So it's like elastic castrator. Yeah. So elastrator.
Okay. Clever. Very clever. All right. Thank you very much.
Hi, Tim. It's Sideshow Freak Sal Vanilla. So I was thinking that I've sent you some fantastic Tuesday stories that I guess either you didn't like or you never read or never saw.
I get a lot of them in the mail. I don't know when you sent this in, but there is some. You know, some of them are just too long. There was there was some Harry Potter fan fiction that was, I think, a little too long. Plus, it's hard for me to pronounce all their names because I don't really care about Harry Potter, and they have like crazy names, so I know I would fuck it all
your
up.
Your email box by full, all sorts of bullshit. So I was wondering why you don't make like several different email accounts and have everybody, like, if they want to email Sextastic Tuesday stories.
Like Sextastic at distortedview.com. You know, if you've got funny audio or video, it'd be like submission. But I don't think my listeners would even know how to spell submission or submit at distortedview.com. Oh, that's a good idea. What was that? What was that 7-second bullshit voicemail call? Look, I've got enough shit to do today. Jacks off with Icy Hot. Okay, very good. We're going to end it right there. I've got to prepare for the live show. And you guys are you're bringing me down with these calls. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it okay?
You orange flavor mother.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will either see you on the live after show, or I'll see you back tomorrow, if you're sideshow freaks, for the Thursday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
No, and leave.